Hello, group leaders, Pastor Kevin and Pastor Vince with you for what is our 42nd podcast since we started two summers ago now. And with us today is Cody and Zoe Burnett, group leaders here at the Pickerington campus. So I'll let them tell you who they are and what they do here at Grace.
All right. Good morning, everybody. My name is Cody Burnett. All right. Good morning, everybody. My name is Cody Burnett. I'm one of the new group leaders here at Grace. I'm also on the Wednesday night chair team, so I help out with that. And that's pretty much what I do here at the church, you know, serve and lead.
And then I am Zoe Burnett, also leading the Grace group with my husband. And then I actually am on the kids registration team, the 9 a.m. service. And then I also do service monitor at the 9 a.m. service. So, yay!
Well, thank you, guys. You guys are brand new group leaders here at Grace. This is your first semester. Mm-hmm. As you came into leading here last September, tell us, if you will, did you have goals for your group?
Absolutely. Yeah, the bar was set super high. So we have like a unique situation. We inherited the group from our previous group leaders. And like I said, the bar was set pretty high. So we wanted to like keep those expectations and even do more.
Yeah, it's been a great experience so far. I think right now we really just have two goals for next semester. That's getting our group attendees more involved with prayer inside of the group.
That's great.
And just adding maybe one or two more families to our group as well. I think we could use, you know, a couple more voices to help us out.
Yeah, I know we were excited last year when I talked to Will and Jessica because they were processing, you know, leaving and moving away, and they had talked to me about potential group leaders. And right away they were like, we're praying about Zoe and Cody and the Alvarezes, and we really think they'd be great to take over the group. So then when I met with them at the end of the year and they told me you guys were taking over the group, we were excited about that and just excited to have you guys as leaders. So tell us a little bit about just some wins that you guys have seen since leading in September.
So when in our group, so like I said, like we got the group, like we inherited it from Will and Jessica. So we kind of knew the group already. So it was nice, like being able to like have those conversations and be friends, like jumping in the gate. And then our new couple that we have, so we have another couple that's added to our group. And it feels like our personalities just like meshed so well. And so we're able to like talk about like the deep conversations and pray together and like be there for each other. Awesome. So one of our new families that just had a baby, and we were all like able to like be there and like provide meals and like be there for support and just, yeah, so it was great.
Awesome. Have you guys had any challenges in group?
I would say really the only challenge we've had was just when it came down to, you know, babysitter payment. Yeah, I think there was a little bit of miscommunication there when it came to how we were paying, how much we were paying, but we were able to catch that and get it rectified kind of early on in, you know, this semester. So we were able to get that taken care of very quickly.
That's good. So as new group leaders, you're 3 months into leading.
Yep.
Has there been any surprises or anything with leading you didn't expect?
One thing I would say is the sick kids. Yeah. So we have a lot of kids in our group, and just like, we don't have a lot of, I feel like our group is kind of small. So like when like you have a family that's out and you're just like, oh, I don't know what to do now because it's so small. Like it feels so weird. But like just juggling, like managing like the babysitting, like do we need a sitter tonight or do we need to make sure that, and just juggling like what things are needed for the group and where. But overall, like it's been great. It's really been great. Love it so much.
Awesome. So you talked a little bit about forming relationships and how great that's been in your group. What are some other things that like you're excited about in group life when it comes to maybe just the friendships? I know every week you guys are telling me we want more people, we want more people. And so our hope is obviously in January when we kick groups off, we're able to give you guys some more people in your group. But what are some other things each week that you're like, man, I love this about group?
I think it's just being able to grow the connections with everybody. I mean, like we've said, we've inherited at least two out of the four that were in the group last year. So just being able to still have that strong connection with them, and then adding one more family, it was kind of like they were able to fit in perfectly.
Awesome.
And I know that'll probably be the same for any new addition to us. So it's been great so far. Yes, it's been amazing.
That's That's great.
Good deal. Have you guys talked about doing a community project?
Oh, yeah.
Some kind of service? Yeah?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's actually one of the first things that we talked about in our group. Like, we were so excited to, like, get out there and, like, wear our gray shirts and be present in the community and do things together. But, like I said, one of our families just had a baby. So, definitely next semester. But that is, like, one of the top things that us and the Alvarezes are talking about doing.
Yeah. What do you guys use for curriculum? What are you studying?
The message guide.
Really, just the message guide. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's all great. Has great information on it. I mean, with the articles and everything on it, we just kind of touch base on that, and we just send it out day before, kind of get everybody at least, you know, hey, this is what we're going to be going over for tonight's session. Just be prepared. Tell them, make sure you check out the article and stuff like that.
That's great. And you'll use that again next semester?
Yes.
In January when we kick off again. What about resources? How do you guys feel like, do you have what you need? Do you need anything from Vince or the rest of the team and I?
Yeah.
No, I think we pretty much have everything we need.
And if we don't, we know exactly where to go. Right, like, exactly. We're always, like, we're not shy. We're like, hey, Vince, hey, Kevin, we need something. Like, we have a question. Like, and the resource page is great, too. Like, I even go in there, like, for, like, prayer questions. If somebody comes to me, I'm like, ooh, I don't know how to handle that. And I go to the resource page. There's so much stuff on there.
There actually is. And I don't know if everybody's looking at it yet, but we actually have a group leader handbook on there, actually two of them, because they're written from a couple of different perspectives, and plus there's a document called 60 tips, 60 great tips or something like that for group leaders, and man, does it cover a lot of different things.
Yeah, that's great. I think too, so you guys have been a little over 2 months into leading. What's some advice you would give if somebody was to step on the bus in January as a new leader? So by that point, you'll have one semester under your belt. Is there anything that you're like, oh, I would love to tell a new leader this?
Definitely just pray. Prayer is huge.
Yep.
Prayer, listening to the Lord, making sure that, you know, you're stewarding your group the way that you need to be. And not to be shy. I know that really early on, like, me and Cody were like, are we made for this? Like, is this what we're supposed to do? And I really feel like that was, like, the enemy, like, getting in our head a little bit, like, saying, like, trying to prevent us from doing it.
Yeah.
But just opening our homes up for people and just, like, being able to fellowship and bring people together and build those relationships and, like, build those friendships. Like, it's great. Like, just be open and be yourself and be genuine and, yeah.
Have you guys found, maybe we should ask this at the front end, but have you guys found that by leading it somewhat forces you into studying more and growing closer to Christ yourself? Because you can't lead people where you haven't been, right?
Right. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Talk about your own personal disciplines for a sec.
One of the main things that I've been doing is, you know, it's a 40-minute drive for me to get to work. So I just kind of, you know, listen to the Bible in the background and just trying to get my headspace corrected. Or I'll even just check out the article, like I was saying earlier, and, you know, kind of take notes and get all that stuff taken care of. And then every night, you know, I end up praying with one of my sons, Gabriel. Every night he does not let me leave the bedroom until he does his prayer and I do mine with him. So it's just been great with that.
What about you, Zay?
Yeah, so I'm a busy mom. So it was hard for me to, like, slow down and realize, like, hey, like, this is a blessing from the Lord. So I really, like, started doing a lot of, like, devotionals on the Bible app, like, in motherhood.
Sure.
And, like, that really taught me, like, okay, like, this is, like, what you're meant to do. Like, this is what you need to do. And so, like, just, like, in those, like, stressful seasons of motherhood, praying, leaning into what God is saying, like, listening. Selah. I know that was, like, a little message that we did a long time ago. It sticks with me. One of my favorite things to do is to, like, praise and worship with my sons. Each and every one of them, they love to sing. They love to praise the Lord. And it's so funny because our youngest is only 2 years old. And he will literally, like, know all the praise and worship songs from Grace and just be in the back seat. So, but yeah, that's what I love to do. And then, like, pertaining to the group, like, just applying the message and applying, like, everyday things in my devotional and life, like, to what my group people are saying, like, what they need help with. Because sometimes they'll say something in a prayer request. And I'm like, okay, like, well, let's pray for that and let's do that. Or I'll look into my Bible and say, okay, what scripture can help? Like, what can I text them that day or something?
Right. Well, that's awesome. Thank you guys for jumping in. Thank you for leading. And thank you for sharing your experiences and your heart with the rest of the team.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you.